This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Frankie Jarre is our guest, Proud Boys. He's got his lovely girlfriend here, who is also a Bitcoin master. Maybe I should invite her on the show tomorrow to talk about Bitcoin, because it just keeps going up and up.
Bitcoin's doing amazing. I did. I started doing. She showed me how to do. Put it on my site, and we've been doing amazing on it. And the money just it's up like $1,000 today, I think. Right. Something like $1,000.
Well, I believe in all alternate currencies and blockchain, all that's real technology. We know the globals are heavily invested in it. My concern is all these other speculative currencies. I could make money off promoting the speculation. I just don't want to burn my audience. And so that's why I've never gotten into it. But I know BTC itself, that's like the standard, the real one, basically.
Yeah, so BTC.
I don't want to get in a fight with everybody. I don't know, this is a good one.
I don't know enough about it to tell you, but yeah, BTC is like the standard right now that we're seeing. I mean, paper money is pretty much worthless now as it is. So why not have something that's a little bit more secure and more transparent and take the big banks out of the equation?
I'll come over this next segment, but I don't get how the globalists get away with bragging that they're using COVID as a way to bankrupt everyone to, quote, make us reset. And then they all live above the law, super rich, but tell us they're building a utopia for us. But then their internal reports say they just want to make us poor to control us, as you said earlier. I don't see how Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates get away with this.
I don't get it either. I don't.
But I guess it works everywhere else, so why not? Because the public doesn't have a memory.
And all they get is pies to the face. I think you remember that. But they were hitting them with, like, pies in the face. And they just continue to do this. And I think we saw, I forgot where it was, where he killed a whole bunch of kids with, like, this vaccine that was...
That's all over the place. He's been kicked out of 22 countries, Bill Gates. I mean, it's in mainline news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was on Joe Rogan's show 3 weeks ago, and I go, yeah, the number one cause of polio is Bill Gates. And he's like, oh, come on. And he didn't even know.
Oh, I remember that.
But it got no coverage.
No.
They just go, oh, yeah, he kills everybody. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. So they're able to, just a little while ago, we were able, we put a Twitter on the Twitter handle on the screen. So when I was running for Congress in the 27th district, I opened a new Twitter account. I'm like, okay, Twitter can't ban a candidate. It took about a week. And somebody made a parody account of, there you go, that's a pie in the face. And that's it. That's all he gets. That's the worst thing that happens to Bill Gates. And,
well, go ahead.
And I lost my train of thought.
So I made a parody account.
Oh, somebody made a parody account, and that one's still on there. I had somebody from InfoWars call me yesterday. They're like, hey, why are you anti-Trump right now? And I'm like, I'm not. I don't have a Twitter account.
Yeah, that's some, like, I've been banned off Twitter, so they have parody accounts. People go and attack those accounts like they're actually attacking me. And the people will pose it like they're me, and Twitter lets that stuff stay up.
Yeah.
People call me and they go, is that real? I just go, whatever you want to be real, go ahead and make it real.
Well, we're beyond censorship at that point, right? It's they're creating this fake narrative where they go.
Well, that's what they do. Once they censor you, they can create the fake you.
Yeah. And even people here's the problem with it. It's not, I don't care what the left says. Like, I'm not interested. There's other people to have dialogue with the left. There's other people that'll do that. That's not my focus. But people that support us, right, see this, right? And they're like, man, he swapped on us. He sold us out. And that's it. It's over. Right? And they're allowed to do this. So the only way to combat it is get louder.
Well, that's how the psyops work. So you are not on Twitter.
No.
And I am not on Twitter. And I am not on Facebook. There are fan pages out there, but some of them are fake. And a lot of people just want to stir up controversy. I would imagine people that stirred that up actually knew that that wasn't you. They're probably people running it.
No, I know who's running it.
Yeah.
It's Antifa that's running it out of South Florida.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything about it. There's nothing that I can do about it. Well, let me tell you, after this whole election, after this whole election process, I am going to shift my focus, and the focus of the Proud Boys will be shifting over to social media and tech censorship, and probably in the most fun way that you can imagine.
Well, that's the answer, is innovation. Because now you notice they said, oh, build your own thing. Now Brian Stelter and others don't want us to even have Parler or have InfoWars. Oh, no, we got to. And there shouldn't be Tucker Carlson either. We'll be right back with the latest COVID news, their big excuse, their big fraud. Then Gerald Celente takes over. Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared. Hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the evil Enrique Tarrio, the head of the Proud Boys, is here with us. Hadn't done anything wrong, hasn't committed any crimes, hasn't hurt anybody. They didn't attack him first. But he's supposedly a terrorist because they ran a fake story to the Proud Boys are terrorists a year and a half ago and used that to deplatform them all. But meanwhile, look at these headlines. Even the Washington Post, Apple is lobbying to undercut law condemning Chinese slave labor used at their factories and subcontractors. Apple lobbies against Uyghur forced labor bill that would just condemn it. So, man, imagine, you know, if you were running forced labor camps where they actually killed people, I'd say you're a piece of crap.
Yep.
I wouldn't have you on the show and say you're the opposite, fighting against these people.
Mm-hmm.
But Tim Cook says he's a liberal, so it's okay. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, we run the worst camps where they take organs and kill people. They've got Australian reports, British intel reports confirm it. China doesn't deny it. But see, you're not killing people for their organs, Christians, Muslims, and Buddhists. So you're the bad guy. You're speaking out against that. This is, the left is just pure scum now. I guess they always were, because the average leftist comes up to me and says, F you on the street. And I'll say, hey, what about the slave camps in China that Apple supports? Shut up, Nazi. They don't care.
They don't care.
They just want the authority to say that, oh, they're part of the rebel HQ and they're battling the establishment. Hey, guess what? You're the establishment. You've got all the banks, all the media. You're boosted by the whole system. You're backed up by dictators. How dare them say they're the resistance, brother? We're the resistance.
We're definitely the resistance. We've become the counterculture at this point. And, you know, you made an example out of that. And, like, people that support Biden, go ahead and mention the Obama drone bombings. Mention the amount of hospitals he's drone bombed. And it's like it's non-existent. Like,
and then Trump pulled out all these wars, but he's back.
Conspiracy theorists. They'll take you off the internet. We've seen them go ahead and take down the president's tweets. Every tweet now has a warning. Every single one has a warning from Twitter.
They're doing it to Senator Paul.
Yeah.
Who put out real admitted stuff.
Yeah. They've become the arbiters of truth because no longer, I mean, obviously our the Million MAGA March was big noise, but no longer can I stand in a street corner with a sign and make a difference. Social media has become this place where you could.
The electronic town square.
The electronic town square. And something needs to be done about it. The president has to act on this. And I think it's the most important thing that he needs to, it needs to be an EO on his desk. I don't know. I'm not a legislator. I don't know how to fix this. You know, I'm just a dude that puts people on the street.
No, you're a smart guy. They need to declassify it all.
They need to declassify everything, and he needs to make an EO with some action towards either Section 230 or break up these tech giants. So one way or another, there's no other solution. He needs to act on it. I'm asking the president to act on it, and he needs to act on it, like, right now.
Well, there's just such arrogance by the Larry Pages and the Serge Brins and all of them. They're just involved in such evil and corruption while shaking their finger at us like they have a moral authority when they're horrible authoritarians.
Yeah. And when they do that, when they shake their finger at us, I think the best thing that somebody does is laugh at them, ridicule them. Because there's no reasoning with them. There's no way that you're going to change their mind. They are set in stone. There's nothing that you could tell them that would let them see things from your perspective. Again, I leave that to other people.
But let's just say it. I mean, if you look at the average leftist, they don't know where they're going. They're super dumb. They have no skills. They're really victims of the system. They've bought into it, and they're idiots. And they just keep hoping if they double down on it, they're going to get this big position of power when they're not. And that's the people that always bring the communists to power, even Che Guevara, end up getting it.
They will. They will. And we saw it with the revolution in Cuba. As soon as they were throwaways, some of these revolutionaries that believed in it were throwaways or people that they executed within weeks of them taking power. They didn't need it. They didn't need them. Right.
Well, you always get rid in an authoritarian system of the people that bring it to power. Same thing with Hitler and the SA.
Yeah.
First thing he did was get rid of them.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing, we saw it with the Lincoln Project and AOC. You know, I will tell you that the Lincoln Project, besides all the money that they stole, they did build a good propaganda campaign, a lie, but they did build. And then what did AOC, the first thing she did? You know, people are like, oh, you can't call her a communist. She's not a communist. Well, why is she acting like a communist? Because the first person after that election night, the first people that she went and attacked were the Lincoln Project. They're discarded. They don't care about them. So it's a recurring theme.
Sorry, I got a video playing.
Sorry.
Doesn't bother me. We're live on air. That's what we have delays for. All right, that's a funny ringtone.
Sorry.
That's fun. I like it. Right, let's hit some of these headlines. Lynn Wood, one of Trump's lawyers, says, not so sure Bill Gates will get emergency approval for Moderna. Moderna is a Gates vaccine. Gates urges depopulation theory. Smaller servant class ruled by service elite. 1 + 1 = 2. I will never take Moderna or any Gates vaccine. I'll rely on my immune system created by God. Here's another one. Killing the future. COVID madness will lead to 500,000 fewer U.S. birth rates in 2021. Record suicides. Video. CNN cancels Christmas. We just can't do it this year. I mean, this is unbelievable, these crooks.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
They just want to, like they're in charge. It's Amazon goes on lockdown hiring spree while small businesses go bust. And you look at all the numbers here of how all the big tech made record profits because they helped engineer this entire lockdown. Yeah, scroll down on that article. Amazon, an extra $91 billion. Walmart, $338 billion. Google, $37 billion. Microsoft, $33 billion. Facebook, $28 billion. Nike, $8 billion. Apple, $8 billion. Extra money during the lockdown. America's pride in the economy is about to be greatly shaken as tens of millions face eviction in 2021. They say because of COVID. No, because of the hoax. Lockdown. Dark winter was a code name for a scenario in which biological weapon was used against the American people. Communist China admits COVID is that. Landmark legal ruling finds that COVID test not fit for their purpose. 96% false positives. German court. John Hopkins takes down article showing U.S. deaths in 2020 no different than prior years. They've exaggerated COVID thousands of percentiles. Top pathologist says coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on unsuspecting public. But meanwhile, the UN officials say life will never go back to normal. We're never taking the mask off. It's over. British military to inform the public via psych warfare. British Army's information warfare unit will be deployed to tackle anti-vax propaganda. What, propaganda like South Korea resumes flu shots as deaths following vaccination rise to 59? Newsweek? What about how they're having thousands of kids with narcolepsy from the flu shot in Sweden? Narcolepsy fiasco spurs COVID vaccine fears in Sweden. They're not going to be able to cover this up, Enrique. What do you think is really behind trying to lock us down, trying to hurt us, admitting the vaccines are going to hurt us? Are they just setting the precedent to kill us?
Oh, no, Alex, all those articles that you just read out of, they're all conspiracy theories. They're all conspiracy theories. None of them are true. None of them have any facts. And that's what they want you to believe. It's It's a way to control us. It's a way to rig this election. It's a way to prepare for the future. Prepare for these lockdowns. Prepare for the gulags. Okay? Because they are, I'm not, this isn't a conspiracy theory. Proud Boys, if Biden gets elected, we are going to be public enemy number one. We will be targets. It is a campaign promise of his. Kamala Harris has come out. I mean, the perfect storm. He picks Kamala Harris as the VP. That's, she's going to be the queen of the gulags, right? If Biden, if they don't use the 25th Amendment on Biden beforehand and put and enact Kamala Harris, which is going to be 10 times worse. But this is them preparing. This is them preparing to put us in prison like they did to Roger Stone, like they did to General Flynn, like they attempted to do to both of them. And we had a president that went and stood up for it, and we need him to stand up for us now.
You're damn right. All right, God bless you, my friend. Hope you're coming back on the War Room. If not, be sure to join me tomorrow. War Room's coming up. But first, Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Please share that URL while you still can. Amen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, thanks for having me on. The Alex Jones Show. Great being on. And, you know, I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it. You better get hip to the jive. This thing's going down big time. Our rights are being robbed right in front of our eyes, like nobody could ever imagine in world history. Look at the little low-life freaks running and ruining our lives, one after another. Making up this stuff. Facts don't count. Oh, the cases are going up. The cases are going up. Why are they going up? Because more people are freaking out and getting tested. And you know, you hear it on InfoWars, that these tests are inaccurate. And the PCR tests. So, I want to go over some things that just came out. This is, I want to give you an example of why you need to support alternative media. They call it alternative media. That's a wrong word for it. I would call it open-minded media, because this is closed-minded crap. This is from the Sunday's a week ago New York Times. This is what they call their business section. All right? You see that? Look at that stupid picture up here. The stupid piece of artwork. What is it? I'm buying it, this thing. I want to learn about what's going on in the world business-wise. Partners in misinformation. The American far right and critics of China are pushing unsubstantiated pandemic claims. Right, unsubstantiated, only what they substantiate counts. So that's it. And then the next story is tripped up an airline, its contractors fell too. That's not going to help me with anything. Then you go inside, and what do you have? An empty page of nothing, an ad for Fidelity, and you go to the next page. Another stupid cartoon over here, a whole page, and then at Wharton, a new leader confronts the culture wars. Now, let me get this straight. I'm buying this thing to get business information. You haven't told me anything yet. A cartoon about turkey talk. At Wharton, a new leader confronts the culture wars. And then a partnership in coronavirus misinformation. All these stupid pictures over here. Look at this. Dumb. And then you go to the next page and more pictures of nothing. COVID tripped an airline. Others fell too. What have I learned? Nothing. I think this thing costs like about $5 to buy. So that's why you need to support InfoWars. If you want to know what's going to happen in the world, the Trends Journal, we tell you what's going on, what it means, and what's next, because they're feeding us nothing but garbage. And they promote the garbage men. How about that little arrogant boy we got over here in New York, the daddy's boy, Andy Cuomo? They're telling everybody that you shouldn't have spent Thanksgiving with anyone. Be alone. Stay home. Stay home. Lock down. Lock down. Cuomo says it's shocking. Most coronavirus hospitalizations are people who had been staying home. All right? That's a May 6th. It shows that 66% of the new admissions are from people who had largely been sheltering at home. Isn't that a nice word, sheltering at home? How's that for a good commie phrase? Sheltering at home. All right, there it is. I'm not making this stuff up. And now they're all telling us to do more. To do more. And you got that clown down there in El Paso. The mayor of a Texas city hit hard by the recent spike in coronavirus cases. Says the blame could be pointed at COVID fatigue and that many cases are coming from shopping at large retailers. Oh, you mean the bigs that are the essentials? The essentials? That we allow to go to the essentials? The Walmarts and the Targets? Why, you put all the little businesses out of business? Another clown. Another arrogant little boy. Because, hey, don't you have to wear face masks over there? Dumbbell? Hey, fat mouth moron, shooting off your big fat mouth, making everybody wear masks, and now you're blowing out this crap out of your new you-know-what, telling everybody that they, ugh, what a disgusting, disgusting crap heads that told face the nation, what face the nation? Face the prostitute that's giving you the crap that you're talking to, that you only get on these shows if you're a low-life piece of crap that sucks up to their garbage. He said to them on Sunday that I think people, just the consensus is people just had COVID fatigue and they let down. You got to wear the mask and you got to maintain the distancing and you got to avoid crowds. Margot told Face the Nation, Margot. How about Gatson? Margot. No brain Largo. Look at the little jerk. We did a deep dive into our contact tracing. Yeah, we've been following you. We've been following everything you've been doing. For the week of November 10th through the 16th, and found that 55% of the positive cases, which mean absolutely nothing, but he doesn't say that, were coming from shopping at large retailers, what we term as big box stores that we call essential. Hey, craphead, if everybody got to wear the stupid mask that's supposed to save your life, how come the numbers went up? Where are all the little prostitutes asking, oh, I'm going to be a jerk on TV and talk like another one of those clowns with nobody around them. They wear this junk. I won't wear these. I don't go out anymore. So do what you can to support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart and mind are, because this thing's coming down.
PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of MyPatriot. You get an additional 10% off. They have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to the 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yep, they're going to force us to get vaccinated. We got to listen to the lowlifes leading us. One jerk after another. Gruesome Newsom, the fraudulent clown over there in California that gets caught with his buddies, with the lobbyists, and the other suck-ups that they bend over for to get money from at the French Laundry in Napa Valley. Remember that 2 weeks ago? Week and a half ago? No social distancing, all sitting around a table while they give more orders the next day for the plantation workers of Slavelandia to obey
while they break them. Anyway, look at the head of health over there in California, in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah, well, they just shut down the place. Oh, yeah, now that's a healthy human being she is. And what does she weigh, about 95 pounds? Ferrara, whatever her name is. And then you look at the one that over the left over there, the his or the huh. What's her name over there? Oh, yeah, that's the one from California. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take health advice from her. I mean, you can't make this up. This is like ghost town. Oh, yeah, and there he is, or she is. Got to be right. What's this guy, Rachel Levine? Oh, she got in a fight with a reporter because the reporter called her him, sir. And I'm listening to these people. Then you got that other clown running Chicago over there, Lighthead, Lightfoot, Lightbrain. Oh, yeah, yeah, there she is. There she is over there. No, not that, the other one, yeah. There she is. Now, there's someone that I should listen to. Why wouldn't I be a low-life piece of stupid garbage moron crap to suck up their junk that they're spitting out? Look at the freak show. Look at the freak show. Who's your favorite freak? Who's your favorite freak? Look at him. And there's that Cuomo. That shows you how low lives the low lives are. Oh, he's going to win an Emmy for spewing out more crap than anybody with a great crap face. I'm telling you, we have to unite. This thing's going down in front of our eyes. Look at that arrogant boy. A little daddy's boy with his brother daddy boy on the Cartoon News Network. Born on third base, thought they hit a home run and telling you what to do. Support InfoWars. Buy their products. Yeah, that mask is really working well, yeah. Phony. And, of course, the Trends Journal, if you want to know what's going on. And what's going on, look at the markets today. Oh, yeah, the markets are down, but gold is down too. They're pushing gold down intentionally. And that's not a lie, it's a fact. Because the J.P. Morgan Chase gang got caught rigging the precious metals market when they got a slap on the wrist and only had to pay $900 million after they shafted people out of hundreds of billions from what they invested over the years by rigging it. So long term, I'm still forecasting gold to go way over $2,000 an ounce. And as you know, I said Bitcoin would take off back in June. And now we saw a pullback in Bitcoin, but now it's back bounced up. It's back over 19,000. We said it was going to go up when it was at between 10 and 12,000. Silver's down too, but I still see silver going up because this whole thing is going down big, big time. It's one after another. IMF warned that the Eurozone's economic recovery was under threat from the ongoing second wave of the coronavirus infections. This is out just now. No, it's not the ongoing second wave of coronavirus infections, you low-life prostitutes who write it like that. It's because of the slimy politicians that have destroyed the lives of hundreds of millions of people and millions of businesses by locking them down with made-up rules. Again, that little jerk from El Paso that's blaming it on everybody going to the big stores, you're the clowns that made the rule that all the little businesses go out of business and you only could go to the big businesses. Where's your mask? Where's your mask? Everybody's wearing masks. How did you get the virus? And you know, the head of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, you know, it's a woman that's running the show over there. And she took it over from Christine Lagarde. And now, in the USSA, the United Soviet States of America, mwah, mwah, kiss your freedom goodbye. Oh, isn't it great? Oh, another woman. Oh, they're bringing a woman in as Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. Oh, isn't that great news? Because that's what the big news is right now. Here it is. Janet Yellen picked to head U.S. Treasury in a first for women. If only women were in charge of the International Mafia Federation. And where was Janet Yellen? Oh, she was the head of the Banksters Association called the Federal Reserve. Oh, and how about those other wonderful women? Like Madeline, not all that bright. Yeah, the former, at the time, U.S. head of the United Nations, the United Nations head. Yeah, telling Janet Yellen on 60 Minutes that the 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five that were murdered by Billy Clinton, which Bernie Sanders, all your little liberals supported, the sanctions that killed over 500,000 Iraqi children, she said, yeah, it was worth the price. Oh, and how about that brilliant woman you got over there in Witless Whitmer over there in, was it Michigan? The one in New Mexico that locked down everything? I'm sick of this gender racist stuff. Good and bad comes in all of them. How much more proof do you need? There's a freak show in every race, religion, and nationality. Look at what I have to suffer through with a Cuomo and a Fauci. And they're Italian. If they were Jewish, and I say anything about it, he'd call me an anti-Semite. That's how disgusting the whole thing is. You got to be careful what you say. You only can say it about the right people at the right time. Oh, by the way, oh, Biden hurt his foot playing with his dog. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's playing with his dog. How about he was walking and tripped? You know, maybe that was it. Maybe the guy's out of his mind and fell. No, we're going to make the story up. He's playing with his puppy dog and he fell. Oh, yeah, what are they getting ready for? Kamala Harris to come in? Oh, yeah. Nothing like a black woman. Yeah, who was that one? The next mushroom cloud you see? Yeah, what? Condoleezza Rice. Oh, yeah. Selling the COVID war. The COVID war. COVID war. Iraq war. It's one war. They sell you fear. Again, people are stupid enough to believe them and slaughtered million Iraqis and destroyed their country based on lies. Oh, who's the other one? Susan Rice? Oh, yeah. You got to get rid of that guy, Gaddafi. You're putting the people against each other, and it's working. They're ruling, and we're losing. Again, put your money where your heart and mind are. Support InfoWars. Supermail.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
He's getting your dog.
Great being on the Alex Jones Show. Remember what I said, you know, this is serious. You can see how they're shutting everybody down on YouTube and Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. You need to support InfoWars. You need to support the people you believe in. And they have great products, so it's not like you're just throwing your money away. You're putting it into your body, into your brain, into your mind. And they have this Cyber Week, great savings, with an extra 10% off with code PATRIOT. And matter of fact, what's his name? Biden said, if you don't wear a mask, you're not a patriot. Yeah, you know what you could do, Biden. Yeah, maybe you wear a mask and that's why you fell. Anyway, up to 60% off plus free shipping store wide. And, you know, today you got Amazon, Walmart, Target, and all the other massive online tech stores are competing to take your dollars and to give them to the enemies of America instead of supporting the companies that seek to silence the voices of true people. So support InfoWars. And they're the only organization built by and for true patriots. And that's why they're setting up the Cyber Week sale today. And you could use your code PATRIOT to get additional 10% off your purchases in the store. So shop now to get massive savings on these incredible products. You got 10% off on storable food and water supplies. And Alex was just saying, boy, you really need that. Alexa Pure Breeze, $149.95. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Free shipping. Dasso Beat, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Bodies, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. Ultra 12, 40% off. And my favorite, Super Male Vitality, 25% off. And all these plus free shipping. So you better prepare. And because if you don't, you're going to be unaware. So support InfoWars crew in the fight against tyranny today at InfoWarsStores.com. And, of course, we have the Trends Journal magazine, new edition going out tomorrow. Oh, wait till you see the cover of this one. Another Anthony Frieda work of art, a masterpiece. And, you know, go back on what's going on now. I mentioned about Yellen becoming the head of the Treasury Secretary, the head of the Treasury, as Secretary of the Treasury. This is an outrage. We have just put the central bank right in power in front of us. She was the head of the Federal Reserve, and now she's going to be our Secretary of Treasury. You got it, everybody? The banksters are in full control. What Biden administration? It's the Barack Obama bankster administration. Oh, you remember that other guy, Eric Holder. Oh, yeah. You remember him? He was the attorney general under Obama. And all those banksters that destroyed the lives of tens of millions of Americans, threw them out of their homes and then bought the homes up and now they rent them out. They became, you know, these big companies. Oh, they were too big to jail. Yeah. Too big to jail. Eric Holder. Oh, now, oh, black guy. Now he's back with the White Shoe Boy firm over there on, yeah, Wall Street. I'm tired of them peddling racism and sexism when good and bad comes into all of it. And it's not a racist nation. A racist nation does not elect a black president. And don't email me and say he's only half white, you know, half black. I don't want to hear it. Radio, he was going to be the savior. So going back to, they brought Janet Yellen in. All right? Could it be any clearer than that, how they're robbing us of our lives? The banksters are in charge. All the bigs were the essentials. The Walmarts, the Targets, the big box stores that the clown mayor of El Paso blames for people getting the virus. And again, nobody talks about the facts. Why talk about the facts when you could ignore them and you can see who's dying from this thing and why? What is it, over 100,000 people in the United States that have died from this, according to the, where is it, the Wall Street Journal, came from nursing homes. All right? And how about obesity? I went out the other night to a place, I couldn't believe these young women and young guys. They were like, my God. You think something, you're going to get sick about something? When you're in that kind of shape? Ah. Oh, yeah. Now don't worry, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be great. And then the other thing, you know, we got to keep looking at is, here we go. Yeah. Wall Street Journal. Not making it up. COVID-19 deaths top 100,000 in U.S. long-term care facilities. Okay? All right? All right? It's the elderly. For people 1 to 20 years old, the recovery rate is 99.997%. Overall, it's 99.8% to 99.7%. You don't close down the global economy for this. Oh, and how about that Supreme Court ruling, huh? Wasn't that a great one? Yeah. If you got a church, you could bring all the folks you wanted. Amen. Oh, wouldn't it be proper now? Hey, women. Yeah. Eh, you got your, you go for the old May, you go for the amen of the old, hey, you know, you could be the Rachel guy, or a girl, I can't say who, Levine, not so fine. Hey, all that chins on, look at that, look at all the chins on that guy over there, a woman, whoever. Look at all the chins. How many chins do you got there? And you're telling me about health? Oh, Gerald Celente, who has an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work he's done in complementary and integrative medicine. And the first book he worked on was called Natural Healing. Oh, a Warner book. And I got these clowns telling me what to do. Come over here, man to man, or woman to man, and tell me what to do. So going back to this, so now you could go to church, a congregation, and you can have all the people you want, but not in your restaurant. We don't care if you go out of business, because the bigs are getting bigger, and we're going to take over everything. You can't go out and have a drink on the night before Thanksgiving, said Rachel Levine, not so fine, health expert. A bureaucrat, a low-life bureaucrat that sucked their way up to get to where they are. Again, look at that one from Los Angeles. A ghost of a woman telling us what to do. Oh, yeah, she knows. Well, you speak, I listen. Hey, women, because I can't say amen. And I want to make it clear, I like hey, women. I like guys, so, you know. Work, yeah, you know, as friends. Hey, women. That's for me. I guess when those Catholic priests started taking over over there to do all those terrible things to those boys, maybe that's when they came with the amen thing. And as a Catholic, I'm disgusted with them. But anyway, moving on. There's going to be a bounce back in the economy. It's going to be phony. We're coming out with our top trends next week, and you're not going to want to miss them. It's going to go into the greatest depression, but people are going to be fooled. So you better prepare for what's going to happen. Oh, it's coming back. You get vaccinated, everything will be fine. Oh, and by the way, I'm one step away from getting censored on Facebook because I wrote, get back in your house, get back in your house, you can't go out and play. Get back in your house, get back in your house. I'll tell you where to stay. Get back in your house, get back in your house. You will obey. Heil Hitler. Can't say that. Can't say that. You're banned. I also am getting censored on LinkedIn for saying that we have to stand up, fight against the freaks that are killing us. So see you next week.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.